Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. Hi. Thank you again for tuning in to the Dr. Cappuccino Show. We have a fabulous show. I mean, you know, I don't want to call it a demise in the human soul, human body, you know, something great, but we have a show that's going to be speaking on the aspect of suicide. I'm sure many people might not be familiar with some of the actual news reports that have been circulating just the past week. Many are taking their own lives. You know, there's always been a particular movement towards suicide, you know, assisted suicide, suicide that goes under the name of euthanasia, for the right reasons and so forth and so on. But we're going to be still covering with our distinguished guest, and that is Dr. Colonel Harrison. And he has promised to be back with us this morning. I'm pretty sure many of you want to hear what he has to say on this, because he's also a reverend, he's a colonel. He has a doctoral degree in ministry, and of course, someone that carries all of that ammunition, I'll put it like that, they do have something to say. And it is very, very important that we get to the bottom of this thing called suicide. Why suicide? Why are the suicide rates, not only in America, but all across the nation, why are they rising? We're going to be talking about not only the aspect of suicide, but perhaps what are some of the reasons that people make that decision to take their lives? What are some of the reasons why some in certain countries can get that internal fortitude going 24/7 and face life head on, when in others they can just barely say amen? So we're going to welcome Dr. Harrison on the show. And, of course, again, this topic is about suicide. Dr. Harrison, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning, Dr. Cappuccino, listening audience. I'm back with you again this morning, and thanks again for the invite.
Well, we need to hear some answers, so I'm going to thank you now and thank you at the end. We want to hear some answers from you, wearing so many hats in society, as well, perhaps the reasons that you feel some might be committing suicide. I mean, you know, we have everything here on this planet that we need to make it through to our next existence. But some people are shortcutting that. They're short-circuiting their life. They're making conscious and sometimes unconscious decisions to end their lives. What might be some of the reasons for that, especially here in America?
Okay, Dr. Cappuccino. And not having a psychological or physiological background, I'm thinking I've done some review during the upcoming week, and I've listened to some of the news releases and editorial. And my understanding that it comes from some type of depression, people being mentally depressed. Some depressed because of finances, some depressed perhaps because of a drug addiction, some depressed because of the breakdown in family, some depressed because they're just not fulfilled in their personal lives. Let me give you an example. Recently, the CNN notable commentator, was a former notable chef, Anthony Bourdain, committed suicide just this week. And a multimillionaire, and everyone is up in awe, and rightfully so, and trying to understand why would a multimillionaire, a man of his caliber with the exposure he's had, the level he was, success that he has achieved, commit suicide. And prior to him, this past decade, there's been 21 reality stars that have committed suicide that have money. So it appears that the driving force is not money. There's other external and internal forces that are causing people to commit suicide. And so the doctors are still, they know some of the causative factors, but they still are doing research. the Center for Disease Control is saying that it's increasing, it's out of control. And so we have what appears to be the beginning of an epidemic, and somehow this needs to be turned around by the medical professions as well as those who love our loved ones, recognize they're being abnormal, and refer them or encourage them to go and get treatment.
Hello.
Dr. Harrison? Hello, Dr. Harrison, are you still there? Dr. Harrison?
Yes, I just was able to get reconnected. I apologize, Dr. Capitina. Hello, can you hear me? Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello, Dr. Harrison? Dr. Harrison, are you there?
Yes, can you
hello,
hear me
Dr.
now?
Yes, hi there. I'm sorry, there was some kind of connection on a 212 call-in, so I don't know what has happened. But, you know, I know you were really talking strongly about this thing called suicide and some of the preventive ways. Now, I did hear you coming on the show with the statement saying that you were not a psychiatrist or psychoanalyst, so you were going to just talk from your own spirit heart. I don't think we need to be a degreed individual to come up with some kind of idea on why suicide has quadrupled its rate in America. Now it's reaching pinnacles internationally. So I think everybody knows someone that has been touched by suicide, and they do have their thoughts. Do you have any news from perhaps your ministry, from someone there that has attempted to take their lives, or even know of someone that has committed the act of suicide?
One member in particular, but not so much while they were a member of the church. Prior to them joining the church, they made reference to it that they were almost a victim of suicide, and the reason for their plight was because of depression. They were depressed about family matters and not having a successful career and those kinds of things. And so, in fact, there are some posts that are being placed on Facebook this week by several people because they're concerned in light of the recent CNN commentator Anthony Bourdain's 61 years of age, and he was a multimillionaire. So there's growing concern. It's something that is a quiet, for lack of a better term, somewhat of a quiet killer, because people don't like to talk about their mental deficiencies, and as a result, the proper medical attention or assistance sometimes is difficult to render. So only one case in the church that I'm aware of, and that was prior to the person joining the church, but presently I'm not aware of any current cases within the church.
Okay, well, let's step outside the church. The American Mental Association says that there are ways that people, especially loved ones, people that are close to someone that might have a form of depression, or they might be sad about their lives. They might be just very upset about the direction of their lives. Let's step out of the church for a second. They're saying that there's at least 7 or 8 clues that a person can observe to show that that particular individual they're observing, that they might be a candidate for suicide. So I'm going to kind of zero in on that. A person, when they're depressed, there's matters going on in their lives that most of the time people on the outside of that life can identify. And I know in the church, you know, there's a lot of people there, but, you know, and you're there and you're ministering to them. There's clues. There are clues. And I think some of those clues, according to the AMA, are very good. For instance, one of them, if a person talks about how sad they are, how lonely they are, then that's a possible clue that they might later on want to end their lives. There's also another standard, which I'll call number two. They are saying that these people walk around and they decide to become isolationists. They don't want to be in the company of other people. All of a sudden, their friends tend to disappear. They don't want to be with their friends. So that's another clue. And I could go on and on and on with that, but there's something else going on in our society that everyone is looking at, and they're taking notice of the fact that people are sad about lost jobs. They're sad about what's going on in our nation. They don't understand what's happening in our presidency. They don't understand why they may not have a man or they may not have a woman. So our show is always on the borderlines of being practical. People are calling in and they want to know something practical. Some of the reasons why some might want to kill themselves, take their own lives, and then most of all, what can someone on the outside do? Not talk about, not because no one's listening to anything anymore. They're all on cell phones. As a pastor and as someone with a degree to almost certify you in your field, there's got to be some practical ways that we can talk about this thing called suicide and how we can help someone that might be thinking about suicide. This show is about helping someone. No, we don't have all the answers, but obviously with your background, my background, and some of the listeners' background, we should be the salt of the earth. Therefore, we should have an answer for this. Now, let's go back to some of these clues about suicide. Can you name two clues that would tell someone on the outside that, hey, this person is, you know, not mentally well, they might be considering suicide up the road? Can you give us two? Colonel Harrison.
Yes. Change in behavior. Change of behavior is certainly one, and the other is withdrawal. Withdrawing from people and the loved ones and friends and relatives and so forth that they usually open with in regards to communications. So behavior patterns and withdrawal.
You know, people are not listening to each other. They're not listening to authority. They're not listening, as I mentioned seconds ago, our president. They're not listening to anyone when it comes to problems of the psych. They don't want to listen. They want to see an example in a life that they can emulate. My dad used to say, I would rather see a sermon then hear one. Every time he got up in the pulpit on Sundays to minister, even though he was the senior minister there at his church, he said, I don't want to hear it. He said, I'd rather see a sermon rather than hear it. And I think we don't have a lot of examples in society that anyone would want to really look up to. And I think that might be part of a problem. But if we, like last week, if we go back into the home, let's go back into the home where it all started. I'm thinking, too, according to the AMA, that people who have not been given the amount of love and caring that they should have gotten or even at this point get, that tends to be one of the signs, according to AMA, that people are just not loving each other, and, of course, they're not practicing love. A person showered with love and faith in them and their activities and the giving of praise. We don't really see that even in the families. And most of these people, especially our teenagers, at a rocket rate, I just read a report this week, they are the number one on the list for wanting to commit suicide. And then you also mentioned Ms. Boudin. He was, what, in his late 50s, early 60s. People are becoming disillusioned. That's kind of where I'm headed with this. And once you're disillusioned, you are going to want to isolate yourself. But I think as a society, we need to look at why people have become have become disillusioned? Well, number one, some of them claim they've been lied to. Some of them claim, you know, I've been going over here for 1,000 years, and I've been going over here to this ministry for 2 million years, and, you know, I've been volunteering in their community for decades, but they still do not have anything called fulfillment. When a person is fulfilled in their life, they're not going to run out and try to stab their own self. If they're in love with life and in love with yourself, those are not the people that, according to the American Mental Association, that are out there killing themselves. So I think we need to look deeper. There's got to be some other core that people are missing. They're not holding up because, of course, God is life. God is love. Now I'm going there. And, of course, God is the creator. God that says, I created you to live life in abundancy and to have all you need. People are not seeing that. Now I'm getting to the meat of it. They aren't seeing that. There are not really any good examples out there. And, of course, you know, we can talk. It's not doing any good according to the suicide rates. So would you say that the home life and a person really being appreciated and praised and loved and cared for might be at the root of all of this as a minister as well?
Yes, Doc. I have love as the number one item on my list. Love is needed. Love is desired. And we being complex members of the human race certainly need the interaction and need to feel wanted, desired, and cared for. I also have unity. The breakdown and lack of unity in the traditional family now is a part of the problem. Most of the time, we don't have the male presence in the home and certain nationalities. I was looking at this. One of the things I have listed is hope, the lack of hope. When people lose hope, whether it's secular or whether it's spiritual, when they lose hope, hope is a feeling of expectation for a certain thing to happen, and it doesn't happen, they become disgruntled, they become disenchanted, they fall into a delusionment, and so love, hope, peace, tranquility, those things are really, really needed, and so we need to improve our to get back to love and peace and unity and all of those things. We need to improve our intercommunication with each other. The electronic devices, there's a place for those, but the personal communication means more. And we can reach people, we can monitor people, we can see how they're doing, observe their demeanor, and so forth and so on. But I think love is number one, hope is number two, and fulfillment is number three. And liking those things, CDC, Center for Disease Control and Atlanta, said they don't understand why the suicide rate is increasing. And so they don't have a handle on it. And they study these kinds of things. So I'll just pause and for now.
Yeah, they have studied things, but the decree regarding life has not come from them. You know, the scripture says love one another. So I'm saying in three words, this thing called suicide can be done away with, put asunder. The creator that created man, and here we go back into the church world, he says love one another. So if you have a group of people, a nationality, you have a nation of people that do not love each other, love one another, you're going to have problems because really God is love, the creator of love. So we were created in love and meant to thrive in love. In love. We're meant to thrive in that. And so if we don't share that, if we're not taught that, and we can't look outside of the boundaries of the creator, if I'm going to get up on Sunday and talk about God, then that means I'm representing him. There's no ifs, ands about it. I'm representing him, and I'm representing love. So it's just he says I'm love. I'm representing love. So if the people are not exhibiting that, then there's a problem, there's a serious disconnect because no government agency is going to get them talking about God. No hospital is going to get them talking about God. So I think this goes all the way back, and we touched on this subject before with the ministry and with the churches and about There are some articles now out stating that women now, you know, they were part of this Me Too March movement. Now they're coming after the church. Hundreds have come out already, but they're coming out saying that the minister, this, that, and the other, whatever. I think it starts there in our church. So if we're supposed to, you, me, or anyone else that's wearing a cloth, staying with part of clergy, then I think we've got to share and show and show and share and teach about love. Not all this other stuff, you know. A lot of ministers get them talking about Ebenezer and Jeremiah and Isaiah, Matthew, Mark. That's all good. That was 2,000 years ago and beyond. That's all good. But I think for today, since that things are just at wit's end with the reports of suicide and those committing it, I think we need to, like my dad said, when you find yourself in trouble and you don't understand why you're in trouble, he said, go all the way back to the train station and get on where you got off. I really did not understand that, but I think he was saying go back to basics, and I know as a minister you also teach and preach that. Our people, beyond the shadow of a doubt, this thing is about love. That's why the suicide rates are just as high as they can actually be. And for instance, the chef, 60-something years old, he's lived a long time, but there was something he didn't have and something he thought he could not find. So hope ran out the door, and you mentioned hope. Hope ran out the door. No, not any person alive that has hope in their heart, they're not going to kill themselves. But there's got to be this element called love, and I think we can stay on this topic for a long time. There's got to be love coming from the heart, because we were created in love and created about love and created because of love. He said, because, you know, I so loved the world I gave. I mean, we could really make a case for this. So I think it goes back to the ones that are supposed to be preaching about this one that said, I am love. But right now we see a lot of our churches shut down, closed down, ministers burn out. I've been on the road for decades, and they're looking out the church doors, and it's worse today than it was when they started. These things cannot be ignored. So I would call for a coalition of our ministers. I didn't say church, but our ministers, those that walk about to and fro, proclaiming that they are put in force by this God to teach peace, to teach love. And you're not going to teach peace without, you got to love each other first. And then you won't be thinking in terms of killing them. But we could stay on this topic a long time. But the main core here is love one another. And there's not any type of love that I know of right now stalking and walking that is stopping people from killing themselves. So Doc, you know, I'm thinking that we need to carry the show over, too, just to talk about this thing called love. How can I love? Why should I love? Why should I love my neighbor? You're certainly going to look out for them. You're going to know if they're ready to commit suicide, because you're going to be right on top of them. All eyes on me, Tupac Shakur said. We're going to have all eyes on our neighbor, and especially coming out of our family, first in the family. So, Pastor, do you think that's something we want to carry on for the next show?
Yes, I highly recommend we consider love for the next show, because I have some profound thoughts that I'll be glad to share, because one of the pronouncements of the Bible and the root of the Bible says that God is love. So I have some thoughts that I'd like to share with that regard next show. I highly recommend it, Doctor.
Well, you know, I think based on your comment just now, I think we're going to actually do it, because, you know, we're part of a team that says we're not going to just keep standing talking. We've already done that. We see, really, if we really look at it, that it has not done any good. It's salivated a conscience, but the real good, can we see it? Can we see that? This has been a show today with our own Dr. Colonel Harrison. He's written a book on chaos and how we solutions to getting out of a chaotic situation, a chaotic home, chaotic world. And, of course, he will be speaking also next week about maybe the first one or two chapters, because, hey, if we're in chaos, we're not in love. Thank you, Dr. Harrison, for coming on the show, and for you, our listeners. Dr. Harrison, how can you be contacted?
On Facebook, William Harrison in Temple Hills, Maryland, on Twitter, WHARRI underscore Raptor, RAPTOR, and I'm available otherwise via email, which I have a public email site, and on the website also secondunionbaptistchurch@yahoo.com.
Thank you very much, Dr. Harrison. Thank you, listeners. You know, we strive to give you the best and the current in any news and any topic or subject that you can think of. If there's topics that you want to be interested in, please, of course, send that to MotherNatureSetem@yahoo.com. Again, have a great weekend, and thank you for tuning in to the Dr. Cappuccino Show. Thank you, Dr. Harrison.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye.